B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. But first, the winner of the Who tickets for General Knowledge Wednesday is Dave Poiron. P-O-I-R-O-N. Congratulations to Dave. He wins a pair of tickets to see the Who at Citizens Bank Park May 25th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Sound off 610-771-9705. Got something to say? Hit us up on that line. And we review all the messages and we save the best.
I'm not saying they should have fired Brett Brown, but I'll tell you what, I'm tired of all the building excuses that this guy has had at his disposal and has used. So I don't want to hear it. If they're not in striking distance for first place by New Year's of next season, he is out on his
All right, well, at least you give them a chance. We'll see. They're going to be a contender. I mean, let's face it. They come back in this form. They're a 50-plus win team, and they're a contender for the Eastern Conference title.
I'm glad Brett Brown is coming back. Think about it like this. If you give a vintner proper soil and fertilizer in the middle of the season, that first harvest might be okay, but the following season, when that soil has had a chance to take root and all the nutrients come together, you will produce some of the finest grapes on the vine.
Not necessarily, because the terroir has to be excellent. It has to be like in the right hills and the right climate and all that stuff. But I get it. At least he's thinking that agriculturally and rooted and all that stuff. I like it. I like the analogy.
You really kind of took it down a little bit, though.
Yeah, well, the vintner, if you're saying grown vegetables, that'd be different. But the vintner, to me, the vines are very temperamental. They got it the right terroir.
I am so tired of looking at Joel crying like a high school ball player. Come on, dude. He's crying. He let us down. And we were all crying.
Come on, man. Seriously. You pick on a guy because he let his emotions out. You know, we also wish we were hardcore like you, but sometimes we break.
The reason Brett Brown shouldn't come back is simple. It's expectation with the talent you have. The Sixers have the most talented team in the East this year. Therefore, not winning the Eastern Conference Finals is fireable.
The most talented five. I don't know if they had the most talented team. They're two different concepts there.
Brett Brown, he's okay to me. At the end of the day, the players play the game. Joel Embiid, he's too big to be trying to be a Dirk Nowitzki or the Joker. Just keep shooting threes. Get down low, bang like the big guys do.
Not the way the game's played anymore. You got to have your center away from the basket a lot because you run a lot of pick and screen action and you did darts to the lane, all that kind of stuff. But I agree with you that six a game is too many. I would be like 3-4 max a game for Embiid taking threes. He doesn't shoot them. He makes a couple, but he doesn't shoot them well enough to shoot six.
Everybody's got to back off of Embiid for crying, man. It just shows his emotion and his passion for the game. He played his heart out all the time. This plus minus is insane. The guy's been playing with being sick, and his knees have been crap the whole series. Give him a break.
Yeah, the crying I can give an excuse for, but he did not really come to play in a couple of games. So I only go so far with that.
Been watching Bryce Harper, and the thing that I'm noticing is that he doesn't seem relaxed at the plate. It seems like he's up there thinking too much. I know the one thing when you're at the plate, if you got a lot of stuff on your mind about what you think the pitcher is going to throw you, it's going to put you in a funk.
You're absolutely right. He's got a bunch of negative thoughts. I got to get hit. I got to get hit. When you're cluttered up top, you're not free. And he's not free right now.
Yeah, all the baseball experts that said Bryce Harper is going to love Citizens Bank Park. 163 last year as a National. As a Philly, 173 batting average this year. Wonderful.
Come on, Dave. You can't just, like, take those stats of how he hits a Citizens Bank Park in a small window. You got to have a whole season how he's going to hit a Citizens Bank Park. He's struggling right now, but at the end of the day, you know he's going to get 100 RBIs, 35 home runs.
Let's make sure they bring back JJ, baby. JJ. I'll tell you what, he'll be better than ever next year. I'm telling you, they need to bring him back, and that team and that organization will click with him. That whole team, the coach, they got it.
JJ? What? Reddick? Is he talking about?
Yeah.
Why so much on Reddick? He's going to be 35. I'd bring him back at a smaller salary as a bench player. Otherwise, I got to get somebody more athletic.
Stop it with Bryce Harper. He's been a Philly not even 3 months. He's 26 years old. He's going to be one of the best players in the MLB. He already is. Stop whining about the strikeouts. He'll get it together.
Well, I hope so, but you just can't ignore the fact that he struck out 56 times. He's looking terrible at the plate. He's getting foul balls and swings and misses on velocity pitches. That means he's late, and there should, you know, for as good a hitter as he is, that shouldn't be the case.
I'm just very happy with the Sixers this year. You know what? I'm glad they kept their coach. They had a good run. Power to them, man. They're going to be back next year, and they're probably going to go to the next step. I'm telling you right now, they got the team. They got the players. Everything's in place. They don't need to get rid of anybody. They did a good decision keeping that coach there.
All right, there you go. It's an optimistic call. He's looking forward to next year. He's forgotten about the disappointment of Sunday. I laud him. I haven't.
How about J.J. Reddick? We got to get rid of him and get somebody that's more athletic and a ball handler that can play defense.
J.J. Reddick has a useful place on this team. I'm not saying you shouldn't sign him, but he'd be firepower off the bench. For me, he's going to be 35. I mean, it comes a point in time where you got to have a guy in a defined role. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.